blade liners. They also rebuild loader buckets and ripper shanks. They do heavy equipment repairs and modifications. And of course, folks, mining equipment fabrication is their specialty, including sluice boxes, conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, and screening plants. And now, an all-new service, Flocculants. Hector's is the gel log distributor. There's a free test kit for you placer miners over there. All you have to do is stop out at Hector's and pick up the kit. Remember, it's free. Wherever Alaska miners are working, Hector's is the first name in gold recovery equipment, located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. Phone 488-6432, and phone them now and ask about flocculants.
Hi, everybody, from Calgary. For Johnny Holiday, I'm Fred Manfred, reporting on sports. The long-anticipated and very lucrative heavyweight title meeting between the champ Mike Tyson and the challenger Michael
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna, from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Mining Extension. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. I'll be with you here on KFAR 660 on your radio dial each Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., where we can discuss the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska, from the fascinating and colorful history of the major and minor gold rushes to the most recent gold prospecting and mining techniques. We can discuss such topics as how you can become rich and famous by making a fabulous gold discovery, or perhaps the role of education in the Alaska mining industry. And of course, we will have special guests to discuss different mining-related topics. Some will discuss where the Earth's hidden treasures might be found, while others will tell us the rules we must follow to extract them. But most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment on mining in Alaska. We'd especially like to hear from some of you early pioneers. I know many of you must have some fascinating stories that perhaps you wouldn't mind sharing with us. So if you just want to chat for a few minutes or want to share one of your favorite frontier experiences, give us a call. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. We've got a pretty exciting program planned for you today, folks. In just a few minutes, we're going to meet today's guest. That's Jeanette Terrio. And as you know, Jeanette is very much affiliated with Hector's Welding out there. But before launching into the thick of the program and meeting Jeanette, let's do what we do to give away dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe. And that's our Frontier Quiz. The first person to call us at 479-TALK, that's 479-8255, and give us the correct answer to our question, will win a $20 dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe, located across from the Daily News Miner. Now, recently...
Let's finish 1-2 in the men's double luge today.
Recently, Michael Dresser has been having a hard time figuring out what a flocculant is. Well, it just so happens that the folks out at Hector's Welding can tell you exactly what a flocculant is. And as a matter of fact, it might be a good idea at this time to give them a call out there at 488-6432 and ask them what their definition of a flocculant is and how it serves the placer mining industry. Now, for the question on today's quiz, according to Hector's Welding, what is a flocculant? Their number, once again, is 488-6432. Once you have the answer to the question, why don't you give us a call here at 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Once again, the question is, according to Hector's Welding, what is a flocculant? And their number out there at Hector's, 488-6432. While we're waiting for some folks to give us information regarding flocculants, let's talk about one of our fine sponsors. When you think about jewelry, you think about quality and, of course, that aesthetic style of beauty. And when you want quality, you always think about Larson's Jewelry, located at 4th and Noble. That's where you can rely on quality and originality, whether you're looking for wedding rings and bands or a special piece for that special person. Larson's Jewelry has been in business since 1946, and they offer full jewelry and goldsmithing service. That means they can take raw gold and create rings, bracelets, necklaces, and earrings right on the spot and a design of your choice. Larsons can also add diamonds, rubies, sapphires, or other gemstones from their large inventory to your new or existing jewelry piece. They can repair and rebuild jewelry, including shanks, loops, and chains. It's a comfortable feeling when you know you're getting quality as well as value. At Larsons Jewelry, they have a fine selection of silver sets and crystal that's sure, with time, to become a family treasure. And for a special gift that will long be remembered, they now have a new glass etching and engraving service. But listen, folks, Larsons is more than a jewelry store. Their wide selection of beautiful trophies and plaques can be personalized to commemorate a special occasion or achievement. For your safety and peace of mind, Larsons also has a complete locksmithing service, including installation and servicing of all types of locks and safes. For anything you need, they have it on hand. Just remember, Larsons can. Located at 4th and Noble, open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 5 on Saturdays. Visit today or give them a call at 456-4141. The number once again is 456-4141. And I think we've got a call regarding our question on flocculants. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you what a flocculant was.
Okay, you'd love to hear it.
Okay, it's a little deal that you put in the end of the sluice box to treat water.
It is? Is that just what happens then? How does it treat the water?
Well, it runs through, I don't know exactly how she explains it for sure. It runs through there and treats the water, gets all the silt out.
Oh, does it? Well, they're real good, and that sounds like the correct answer to me. Tell, what else did she say about it? Does the water then becomes much cleaner?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And is this flocculant, this, it must be, is it environmentally safe?
Oh, it's good for the water and great for the environment. That's just my own personal touch.
Well, that's the correct answer. And could I have your name, please?
My name is Anna.
Anna?
Plagg.
How do you spell your last name, Anna?
P-L-A-A-G.
P-L-A-A-G. And Anna, I want to thank you because Michael's been having a terrible time figuring out what flocculants were.
Well, I didn't know until today, and I just found out from Hector what it was.
Okay, Anna. Thank you very much.
Live from Calgary, I'm Fred Manfred, sponsored in part by Plymouth and the Mem Company. Two hockey games that could be very key to Team USA's medal round chances are ongoing at this hour. Soviets and the West Germans, two unbeaten, skating at the Saddledome. Chip Cipolla is there.
For a while, what was billed as a great game between two hockey powers looked like it would be no contest as Russia, skating beautifully, got goals from Vyacheslav Fetisov and Sergei Svetlov less than a minute apart to take a 2-0 lead. But West Germany came alive in the second half of the first period. Peter Schiller scored. We have a hockey game going. Russia 2, West Germany 1 after one period of play.
The Czech-Austrian contest is ongoing. Linda Cohn fills us in.
The Czechs lead winless Austria 3-0 with about 5 minutes left in the second period. Arova and Seba scored in the first. Bozek here in the second. Austria is actually out shooting the Czechs 13-11, but have been blanked so far by the goaltending of Sindel. The Czechs are looking to increase their one-loss record to 3-1.
I'm Fred Manfra, ABC Sports.
How does a true American fan rate America's winners? The best. Because right now, you can get $500 cash back from America's winners, Plymouth Sundance and Plymouth Reliant America. This offer is for retail buyers who take delivery from new dealer stock. Now, everybody knows Plymouth Sundance and Plymouth Reliant America aren't the official tires of anything. Fine. Because I pick my own winners.
Right inside, born in America.
Wait for something good to happen? Make it happen with the clean, masculine scent of English leather cologne.
Some guys have what others want. Some guys have it all.
English leather cologne and aftershave. Some guys have it all.
When the U.S. hockey team takes on winless Norway this evening, the team hopes to get a full 60-minute effort, not just spurts of great play. Team USA member Tony Granato of Downers Grove, Illinois.
We gave up 3 goals late in the game against Austria. We gave up, we blew a 4-1 lead against the Czechs, and then we had a bad second period against the Russians. But we played unbelievable hockey at other times, and I think if we could just, you know, be consistent, play 60 minutes of good hockey instead of having ups and downs like we've had, you know, we'd be in a lot better shape right now.
When two-man bobsled begins tomorrow, Chicago Bears wide receiver Willie Gault will not be one of those taking part. Len Swan will be a bobsled commentator for ABC TV. Still feel Swan is a valuable member of that team.
Willie Gault is an asset. He's a very strong asset. But I think that if he's...
I'm Fred Manfra in Calgary.
Anna Flagg, I wanted to let you know we got cut off there with the sports review. However, if you'll stop up here at the KFAR studio in Washington Plaza and pick up your certificate, you have, of course, just won dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe. And I also want to take a moment to thank Laura's Gold Strike Cafe for providing the weekly prizes of dinner for two on Alaska Gold Trails. And you all know where Laura's is, right across from the Daily News Viner there. So, and one more item before we talk to our guest. We'd like to give you a little information regarding the upcoming events in mining. The 10th Annual Conference on Alaska Placer Mining will be held March 22nd through the 26th. And there will be quite a variety of papers given at that particular conference. If you'd like to have more information, I'll give you the address here. You can write to Placer Mining Conference, P.O. Box 73069 in Fairbanks, Alaska, 99707. Once again, that's P.O. Box 73069 in Fairbanks, Alaska, 99707. And Mining Extension is going to have a complete sequence of classes coming up very soon. On February 23rd, we're going to have a map interpretation class located here in Fairbanks, and that will be one night a week. And some people ask me just what benefit this map interpretation would have for the prospector. And, well, believe it or not, we can actually use a geologic map and topographic map to determine where valuable minerals might be deposited. So if you're interested in that kind of a class, it will be held 3 hours a night, one night a week, and those classes will be starting the 23rd. And also coming up on March 21st, we have two classes starting, rock and mineral identification, which is a big favorite for a lot of people, and of course the number one class of them all, the basic prospecting class, which is of course the most popular class that we offer through the Mining Extension program. And field mapping will take place just on April 14th. And of course that's a outdoor class where the students actually go out to the outcrops and map them and geologically figure out their structures. And finally, one of the very popular short courses that's been around for a number of years, and that's the gold prospecting class that will be held on May 20th for sure. And that's a 3-day class. If you'd like to have more information about any of these classes, give the Mining Extension office a call, and the number is 474-7702. Sharon Kessie will be there from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon to receive your calls and answer your questions. And if for some reason you can't get through in the morning, you want to call me in the afternoon, my number is 456-2569. So give us a call on any of those classes. We'll be happy to hear from you. And now, I would like to introduce our guest. Our guest today is Jeanette Terrio from Hector's Welding. She's been a longtime Alaskan. And Jeanette, I'd like to also remind the audience that they can give you a call if they choose to, and our number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Jeanette, where were you born?
In Alberta, Canada.
In Alberta, Canada. And
actually, Alberta is a province, so I should say Pinch Creek, Alberta, Canada.
Pinch Creek. That sounds like a little town.
Yes.
Was that a little town? How little was that? To Pinch Creek?
Pincher. Pincher, right.
Okay.
About 1,000 people.
About 1,000 people. And you grew up in Pincher. Did you go to high school there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what kind of town was Pincher?
Oh, a cattle ranching area town.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my folks owned a farm 10 miles out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a little one-room country school till we were in ninth grade. Although I didn't go, I went to town school when I was in about fourth grade, I guess.
And now, Then did you have to go, let's see, explain the high school situation there.
At the time that I started school, my sister, who's 10 years older than I am, was in ninth grade, and we used to ride horses to school. By the time I got, well, I was involved in music. My mother wanted me to take music, so I went to the town school so I could take music lessons, you see. And then before I got to high school, they had closed the country schools and put on school buses, and they would bus all the children into the town schools. So my high school days were in the town school.
Mm-hmm. But you were a country girl, farm
right,
girl, huh?
Right.
And what kind of history did you have prior to coming to Alaska? What kind of activities did you, other than music, did you get into?
Work.
Just all work, huh?
Work. During the war years, there were no hired hands to be hired for the farm, so it was the kids who did the farm work.
Uh-huh. And how old were you when you decided to come to Alaska? Or, by the way, let's rephrase that. What was that magnetic attraction that drug you off to Alaska in the early days?
Well, it was a matrimony ceremony.
A matrimony? Oh, it was one of those kind of things.
Right.
I see. What happened? Did you land a husband? Is that it?
Right. I caught one of those Yankees who was passing through.
A Yankee? You had one of... Was he an Alaskan Yank, or was he a lower 48 Yank?
Oh, he was an Alaskan Yankee.
I see. And what was his name?
Hector.
Hector?
Right.
Hector. Well, what was that? How did Hector happen to be in, and what's the name of this little town again? Pincher Creek. How did Hector happen to mosey into a little town like that?
Actually, he was born and raised there also, and he had relatives who were still there.
Oh, I see.
So he had come to visit his relatives.
He was, in other words, he was visiting. He was just traveling through.
Right.
Huh? And you snagged him.
Right.
Oh, I'll be darned. But you snagged him, and he drug you off to Alaska.
Right.
What year was it that he drug you off to Alaska?
We came in May of 1951.
May of 1950. How did you get here?
Drove the Alcan Highway.
Oh, you did? What was the Alcan like in those days?
Actually, that May, it was mud, I think, and water all the way from Dawson Creek to Fairbanks to the border. It was breakup season, and it had been raining quite a bit, so I just remember that there was water flying from the car all the way, it seemed like.
Uh-huh. Were you almost up to the axles?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get stuck in all that
mire? No, we never got stuck.
Uh-huh.
There were days when we just made it. The next day the road had washed out, so had we been a day later, we would have been delayed, but we made it through okay.
Uh-huh. And were others stuck along the road, or was everybody making it through? Oh, there were some stuck.
Yes, I remember three young fellows who were driving pickup trucks for Lonnie Hall, who owned the Ford agency at that time. And actually, some people made a business of driving vehicles, new vehicles up. They got their transportation paid up and their airplane ticket back. So they would make a tour to experience the Alcan Highway, I guess, or life in Alaska, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember they, in one section between Pusculpay and Dawson Creek, it seemed like they were just in and out of the ditches from one side into the other side.
My goodness. So that was rather typical of that time of year, and the type of environment we might see.
Highway conditions at that time.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they're not like that anymore. It's been probably 10 to 12 years since we've driven the highway. So.
Mm-hmm. It was all then gravel.
Right.
How far was it, gravel all the way into Fairbanks?
No, there was pavement at Delta.
Oh, there was pavement at Delta.
In 1950, the road was paved from Fairbanks to Delta.
I see. Well, I'll tell you.
Actually, Hector worked on that project for, I think it was Lattle, Green, and Birch.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear about your experiences on arriving in Fairbanks right after a couple of little announcements here, Jeanette. B&L Pawn at the corner of Gaffney and Cushman is the most unpredictable variety store in Fairbanks. Now, folks, that's an understatement. It's more like having a giant garage sale in one room. One-stop shopping will get you everything. Just to give you an idea, let me list a few items. Jewelry, clocks, stereos, headphones, guns, scopes, winches, propane bottles, tools, hats, musical instruments, cameras, TVs, radios, typewriters, and the list goes on and on. In fact, You can get anything at B&L Pawn. B&L traditionally has offered tremendous savings, but in addition, if you tell Killer you heard it on KFAR, she'll even sweeten the deal. And if you tell her you heard it from Jim on Alaska Gold Trails, she'll even sweeten it more. If your money is a little tight, they'll be happy to help you out. Bring in anything you feel is of value or use, and the folks at B&L will loan you the money to get through to better days. Or if you sell items on consignment, they'll work with you on that too. So if you're looking for anything from snowshoes to diamond rings, see the folks at B&L Pawn, 605 Gaffney. Jim, Bruce, and Killer will be happy to deal. Killer never says no. They'll sell anything but the chandelier, and only then because it's attached. However, ask Killer, you just never know. That's B&L Pawn, corner of Gaffney and Cushman, 452-6491. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday. And remember, tell Killer you heard it here on Alaska Gold Trails, and she'll sweeten the deal. And remember, their phone number, once again, is 452-6491. Now, let me ask you a question, folks. Where do the miners sell their gold? Everyone knows they sell it to the precious metal people. Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street. In addition, Oxford also has some fascinating precious metal gift and investment ideas. These include sending gifts of silver. Listen to this. The silver Alaska coin and the Oxford Alaska bar. These 1 ounce pure silver pieces are a unique way to share Alaska with friends and family for under $10 each. And of course, they not only serve as a gift, but are excellent investment opportunities as well. And here's a super idea. 1 ounce pure silver rounds priced at 95 cents over the daily quote. And by the way, folks, you know how to get the daily quote. You just phone Oxford's daily quote line. That's 452-7858. And you can get the daily prices or the daily quote on gold, silver, and platinum. Other gift ideas. The 1987 American Gold Eagles are now available with four sizes to choose from, starting at $65 for the 1/10 ounce coin. Add a 14-karat gold bezel with a chain, and you have that perfect gift for that someone special. Gold coins and ingots from around the world available in all sizes starting at $25 apiece. And don't forget, genuine Alaskan gold nuggets are truly the Alaskan gifts. Stop by and view their fine selection starting at just $28.50 a pennyweight. Give gifts of lasting value that will long be remembered. Give gold and silver. Now available from the precious metal people, Oxford Assaying and Refining, 208 Wendell Street. Their phone number is 456-3967. And folks, don't forget, for that information on precious metals, their precious, special precious metal quote line is 452-7858 for daily prices on gold, silver, and platinum. The quote line, once again, is 452-7858. Jeanette, when you came up the Alcan, what did you first think when you arrived in Fairbanks? What did you think about Fairbanks?
Well, it wasn't the town it is now, that's for certain. I think the pavement was 2nd Avenue and about from 5th Street down Cushman. Post office was there at the intersection of Cushman and 2nd Avenue. That was the only traffic light in town. I remember walking to the bus depot on Noble Street in the old Griman building, I believe it was, and that was wood sidewalks. The Northwood building was a brand new building in 1950. I think it was built in 1950, so when I came in 1951, it was a grocery store, one of the bigger grocery stores and newer grocery stores, of course, since it was a new building, was Big Ray's Grocery in the Northwood building. And Piggly Wiggly, I believe, had a store on Cushman at one time, but then they moved from there to 2nd Avenue, where, I don't know what's there now. It was an arcade for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Lavery Building had a grocery store in it. There was also a grocery store in the NC Company, which is in the Nordstrom's building now. It was a department store, a grocery store, a hardware store, and a clothing store all in the one building. And the powerhouse was where the parking lot is now. The planes used to land in Weeks Field, which was behind Main School, which was the only school in Fairbanks at that time.
Mm-hmm.
The little float planes landed under the bridge.
Hmm. did you, what, you explained the character of the town. Were there frame houses for the most part, or were there a lot of log cabins?
Yes, a lot of log
cabins. In and around the frame houses?
Right.
And the wood walkways? What other kind of characteristics did Fairbanks have that were particularly interesting to you?
You mean the Fourth Avenue line?
Oh, I, you said it. What was the Fourth Avenue line? Could you explain that to me?
Well, it was supposed to be the red light district of Fairbanks.
Oh, is that right? And that was how long?
I don't remember. I only remember parking there once.
Only once.
Right. I made the mistake.
I see. Look, Jeanette, maybe we ought to take a little break here and talk about a couple of people that sponsor our show here. We're here, by the way, folks, with Jeanette Terrio. And if you got any questions for Jeanette regarding Fourth Avenue or anything else, just give us a call here at 479-TALK. Robert Charlene and James Johnson own and operate a family business here in Fairbanks called Arctic Springs at 285 Alta Way. They started manufacturing leaf springs and U-bolts for all sizes and types of vehicles and heavy equipment several years ago. Because of their interest in developing a leaf spring manufacturing plant in Fairbanks, they became one of the first businesses to be awarded the use of the Made in Alaska logo for businesses using Alaskan products and labor. To give you an example of what they can do over there on Alta Way in their 6,000-square-foot manufacturing plant, listen to this. They manufacture and recondition springs for snow machines, cars, trucks, heavy equipment, and get this, folks, even aircraft. Springs can be re-arched and U-bolts cold bent to your specifications, and they can raise and lower your vehicle. Arctic Springs handles both standard and custom-made coil springs. Just look at what they stock. A complete line of steel, brass, rubber, and Teflon bushings. Torsion bar axles for auto trailers, snow machine trailers, and weasels. Finally, folks, they build trailers to your specifications, so bring in your blueprints or sketch. In addition, they have two huge 30-inch by 8-foot heat treatment ovens, which can accommodate just about any material that needs heat treating. That's Bob, Charlene, and James Johnson at Arctic Springs, 285 Alta Way. Give them a call at 451-8612. And folks, keep that address in mind, 285 Alta Way. You never know why when it might not pop up and be valuable as dinner for two. Golden Nugget Taxi is a firm advocate of an educated Alaska mining industry, and they fully support the placer miners in their effort to provide a stable, healthy industry for Fairbanks and interior Alaska. If you're looking for value in transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-TAXI. That's 451-8294. Remember, let's keep our mining industry strong, and when you need a lift around town, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-8294. Remember, Golden Nugget Taxi believes a working community is a healthy community. Let's work together to keep our mining industry strong. A message from Golden Nugget Taxi, which offers reasonable rates and courteous, friendly service. When you need transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi, 451-8294. That's 451-TAXI. And by the way, tell them you heard of their support for the industry from Jim on KFAR's Alaska Gold Trails. Once again, folks, we're here with Jeanette Terrio, who, of course, is from Hector's Welding out at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. And Jeanette has been telling us about her experiences traveling up the Alcan and what she experienced when she first arrived in Fairbanks. So if you got a question of Jeanette and on some of the characteristics in and around Fairbanks during the early 50s, give us a call here. Number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Jeanette, other than your one stop off on 4th Avenue, what other experiences did you have in Fairbanks that were interesting?
Of course, at that time, there was no TV, plus the fact that we, the first year we spent in a little 16-foot trailer house parked at the north end of the Eielson base runway, Mr. Casperson, Bob Casperson, had a homestead there, and he allowed us to park our trailer there because the fellows were, Hector and his brother, were working at Eielson on some of the construction that was being built there at that time. They were working for O.V. Sealed Construction, and I know one of the jobs they worked on was the big hangar that's out there at Eielson. I think it was built in about that time, the early 50s.
Jeanette, I think you have a phone call here. Just a minute. Hello, you're on the air. You have a question for Jeanette?
Yes, Bob Turnbull here. I wondered if Jeanette, I just happened to catch a program when I come in the back room of the house here. And I wondered if I'd pass bringing up a subject she'd care less to talk about. I don't know. But she did mention that 4th Avenue. You can still see when you, or if you're around town, walk by that way. They tell me, local gossip, of those old houses, it still remains there. It's kind of a ramshackle house. It's obviously very old. I come up here in 48, but I did not come up to stay till 1955. Over the years, of course, you hear old talk of this old 4th Avenue line. But a friend pointed out to me that was actually one of those houses. It still remains there. The summers, on these guided tourist walks, it's pointed out.
Okay.
I don't know if the FCVB chamber who operates those guided walking tours. I wondered who... the only question I have, I wondered down... There's never a for sale sign on it or anything, of course. And, boy, it looks like something out of the Old West, one of those ghost towns. When you run across it, it kind of stands out from the houses generally in the neighborhood. There's nice homes over there.
I think some of those houses ended up at Alaska Land, if I'm not mistaken, I think.
Oh, this is true, in Gold Rush Town.
Right.
That's quite true, Jeanette. No, my only question, I've wondered over the years, who owns that today? Who is the owner?
I have no idea. I'm not a... We don't live in the city limits, so I have no idea.
Yeah. It's mostly boarded up, of course, but there are a couple of windows that they're heavily hung with curtains. You never see any smoke coming out of the chimneys or whatever. Nobody lives there. Well, just a point of curiosity.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Jeanette, I think you have another call here. Hello, you're on the air. You have a question for Jeanette?
Yeah, I sure do. Jeanette, this is Raymond number one. I remember you from Six Mile Village, and I remember you, too, from Sigwald and the Hideaway. You remember Peter Billy, the Hideaway?
No.
You don't?
Sure you had the right person?
Yep, I do. Yep, he was right in the Hideaway, and Sigwald is right there on the corner of Wickersham and Second, you know.
Right.
And my sister worked there for a long, long time. And Ovi Seelan had a plant out of Six Mile.
Well, that was a concrete batch plant that he had. That was much later than when he had the construction business out at Dialson.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
My brother-in-law was... I'm not going to tell you otherwise, but I came up in 1948. I was flying airplanes up here, but I came back in 52, and I put a laundromat down in the bottom of the ice.
Probably washed a lot of clothes there.
At the Ice Palace? You remember where the Ice Palace was?
Yes, vaguely. Yeah, we used to bring in our laundry to do... I remember when you say a basement on... Well, it was...
It's the Northward Building. But then... Then we built the White Swan Laundry, the Neighborette Laundry, and the New Method Cleaners on Wendell Avenue there, so... And that's been a couple of years ago,
right.
So... Why don't you just give me a ring?
Okay.
Dial 457-7685 and just ask for Raymond number one.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to you later, off of the air.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Raymond. And it sounds like a lot of people out there want to talk about old times, Jeanette. Let's take a look at some of our sponsors here, and then we'll be right back with Jeanette Terrio. Whether it's an auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig, the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair, and that's not just my opinion, folks. Last year, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raving About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. Gabe's has two large shops and 8 mechanics on hand to serve you. With that much attention, you will get fast, courteous service and have your vehicle back in a hurry. In addition to to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mount and balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. As you can see, Gabe's is a one-stop service center. And if you need an IM inspection, Gabe's has, get this, folks, Gabe's has a no-pass, no-pay policy. That's right. If you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's. Gabe's also has a special deal for you folks who are getting your vehicles ready for winter or still need to get your vehicles winterized. If you get an oil change, filter, and lube or tune-up at Gabe's, you'll also get a free winterization inspection. This 30-minute inspection covers such items as heater, antifreeze, check gearboxes, inspect fan belts, battery, and all fluid levels in your vehicle. And don't forget Gabe's towing service. He has three wreckers available 24 hours a day and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. With this icy weather, you might want to write that number down and perhaps put it in your glove box. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road, right near Metro Field, or give them a call at 456-6156. You know, folks, hard-working miners need hard-working equipment. You'll get the equipment and service you need at George's Saw Shop, 520 Church Street, right next to the News Miner building. They have a couple of services that you just need to know about. Space heater repairs are done, all types and sizes and all brands, such as Champion, Coring, Master Heater, and others. Complete line of parts and stock if you want to repair your own. Also, George's Saw Shop repairs gas and diesel generators of any size and, of course, stocks parts for them all. Need parts for an engine? George's Saw Shop has a complete line of parts for Briggs & Stratton, Tecumseh, Wisconsin, Kohler, and others. Nearly any engine used around the home, farm, mine, or industrial use. George's Saw Shop also sells replacement engines for all of the above. Chainsaws, we sell the best and service the rest. That's George's Saw Shop. Get a new Husqvarna, Solo, or Poulin. Chainsaw service, get this, folks, listen, listen. Bring in your chainsaw for a tune-up and cleaning, complete repair, and or sharpening of the chain. George's Saw Shop services all brands and carries bars, chains, and accessories to fit any chainsaw. For top quality service and equipment, visit the business you can depend on. Visit George's Saw Shop next door to the News Miner in that beautiful old historic building. They're open between 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Saturday. If you've got questions, just call 452-2069 and ask for George or his lovely wife and partner, Barbara. That's 452-2069. And by the way, while you're over at George's, pop your head in at Don's and Barbershop and say hello. He's your miner's barber. Once again, folks, we're here with Jeanette Terrio. And Jeanette, I think you've got a call. Let's see who's on the air. You're getting real popular today, Jeanette.
I must be.
Hello, you're on the air. You have a question for Jeanette?
Not a question, but I was just going to make a comment. She probably remembers it too, but back in the, well, for quite a long time, I don't know, it was in the 50s, and until they moved the old bench from in front of the post office, there was I used to pass there and I'd see little older men dressed in black sitting. And finally I asked someone, a native, what those little men sat there on the bench and waited for. And they said it was for a pioneer's funeral. They always sat there and waited for a ride. And when a pioneer would die, the little men in town there would sit and wait until someone came by and picked them up to take them to the funeral.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember it because I didn't spend that much time in town. I didn't drive when I first came here, so my trips to town were sometime once a month.
Oh, and you were mentioning the NC store. It was a credit store, too. I remember people went in and you saw a lot of the old miners. And,
right. I understand. I think they could bring in their poke of gold and buy groceries on their gold, couldn't they? Get a grub of
gold? And I think the first long-haired man I ever saw was some young fellow used to come in from the mines. Well, quite a few of the miners had real long hair, and this one fellow wore it in a ponytail.
Mm-hmm. Who is this that's calling?
This is Mari Clark.
I see.
And the friendliness of the town, I just only came here for a vacation, but I never left it, not for about 7 years after I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just the friendliest, nicest town in the world. It still is a good town.
Right, right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Murray. Well, that was a fascinating bit of information, wasn't it?
Right.
Yes. Well, Jeanette, can you give us a... Now, you lived off the end of the runway at off Eielson there, pretty noisy place. How long did
right.
you live there before you moved out?
We moved in there in May, and we were there till that fall, about the 1st of October, I think. We went outside for the winter. Hector and his brother Frank used to work for the rock crushing plants, making batch plants, batch for hot plants, concrete mix, and stuff like this. So after the water would freeze, why, then their jobs were done for the fall. And that was standard living conditions in those years. You worked mm-hmm. till freeze up, and then you were out of work till the next spring when the water started to run in the streets mm-hmm. again, and then you got a job again.
Worked a lot of hours.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what I remember about living at the end of the runway, I remember one time this big plane's coming in, and it was my being from the interior. There were very few planes in our over our country. Part. So the experiences of having planes flying over was something unusual for me. And the dishes would rattle and the whole trailer rattle and everything. And finally, I thought, my Lord, can't that plane land out there? What's the matter with it? So that night when Hector came home, he said, it wasn't one plane, it was six B-36s.
My goodness. And when you moved to North Pole then, the vicinity, the area that you're in now?
In 1952, September of 1952.
When did you start Hector's Welding out there?
I think the first business license we bought was in 1956. And like I say, you were unemployed through the winter months. We had a family, and somehow you had to buy groceries through the winter, too. So
sure.
He started doing odd jobs mm-hmm. in the backyard with a trailer that was mounted on a truck.
Hmm. Did you then... experienced quite a few boom and bust periods in Fairbanks, didn't you?
Few, yes. Uh-huh. I remember going to watch the big drag line and the dredges out here at Esther and Fox. They were all in operation when I first came here. In fact, they were still hydraulicking the soils.
Was that your weekend fun?
More or less.
That's kind of like going to the drive-in movie in a lower station.
Right. At that time, there was only one movie a day and a matinee on Saturday, and probably... I don't remember if they even had movies on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Empress Theater and the Lacey at that mm-hmm. time, of course.
Well, the big dredges then worked up until about, what, 1960? And then there was still some construction going on around, but even that was starting to dry up, wasn't it?
Right.
Uh-huh. And did you start feeling an economic crunch coming into the Fairbank interior Alaska at that time? A little bit?
Well, Hector started... thinking more seriously about a full-time year-round job, so he went to work at the powerhouse at Eielson for mm-hmm. about a year and a half, 2 years, and then went to work at Gilmore Creek mm-hmm. at the NASA site for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And he quit there in 1969, and that's when we went into business full-time.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, what I'd like to do is come back in just a minute and talk more about the economics in the Fairbanks area. And I'm here with Jeanette Terrio, and if you care to give us a call in a few minutes, number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Well, it's always bonanza time at Tip Top Chevrolet. And Robbie says, come on in and look the vehicles over and take a test drive, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Tip Top Chevrolet has what you want, whether it's gas or diesel, two- or four-wheel drive, small, comfortable, and sporty, or a full-size work truck. Robbie is ready to deal. For the best selection and the best prices, stop in today at Tip Top Chevrolet, 1916 South Cushman. Listen to the components on some of these models. The S10 Blazers have a powerful 2.8-liter V6 with electronic fuel injection. A smooth ride with fully independent front suspension is standard. Bucket seats in front are standard on the S10s. All units in stock have four-wheel drive. The S10 pickups have heavy-duty construction, heavy-duty payload package, fully independent front suspension. Hot wax coating on the entire frame helps fight effects of road salt and dirt. On the full-size pickups, electronic fuel injection is now standard. Vortec V6 engine, one of the most powerful standard engines in a half-ton pickup. Fleet-side or step-side boxes available. Crew cab or bonus cab available. Gas or diesel power. That's Tip Top Chevrolet, 1916 Cushman Street. Phone 452-8211. Their number again is 452-8211. And don't forget Robbie's special little safety tip. Buckle up with Tip Top Chevrolet. I'd like to give you a word about one of my good friends, K&K Recycling. And I've known Bernie Carl for a number of years, and he started K&K, about 5 years ago or so. And K&K, he started it out at 8.5 Mile on the old Richardson Highway. And it appears that it has become the leader in recycling in the Pacific Northwest. Bernie Carl of K&K is a former miner and believes that our natural resources must be preserved. And I have to make a comment about that. I just recently was doing some research and found that one, if we recycled one out of every 7 aluminum cans that is being used in the United States, we could make all the engine blocks for all the compact cars in the United States. Now, with that in mind, folks, then if we recycled 2, how much product could we produce from these aluminum cans? And if it was possible to recycle all 7, what kind of an impact would it have on our mining industry? And how many good things could come of it? So keep that in mind. Well, back to Bernie now. Bernie has appeared in many schools throughout the area to explain the value to school children on the benefits and conservation and recycling. So the point here is, if you have ferrous or non-ferrous metals, K&K is ready to buy and pay cash on the spot. So come on in and visit K&K Recycling at 8.5 Mile on the old Richardson Highway and learn more about recycling. You can also call for daily quotes. That's K&K Recycling, 8.5 Mile Old Richardson Highway. Their phone number is 488-1409, and they're open from 8 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday. Once again, their phone number, 488-1409. Another little point of interest is you can get rid of some of that junk that's been stacking up in your backyard, take it over to K&K, and turn that junk into cash. So, with that in mind, let's get back to Jeanette and talk a little about the early days of life in Fairbanks, Alaska. Jeanette, you said that there was a bit of a decline in the economy after 1960, and when did you see a big boom occur?
During the pipeline, the height of the pipipeline.
That was what, about 1974 did that
74,
start?
74, 75, possibly 76, I don't remember exactly when it was completed.
And you saw a big boom then, but that was probably the biggest boom that we've had.
Right.
Why, things were amazing in Fairbanks at that time. What did you kind of get the feeling for the change that occurred in Fairbanks? What was the change in the atmosphere?
Busy. Lines. Every place you went, you had to stand in line. I remember that's when they started building the drive-up windows for the bank, so you didn't have to stand in line at the bank.
Mm-hmm. I recall in the early part of that we went into the grocery store and the shelves were almost bare at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that happen?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they were quick enough to catch up with the flood of people that came in.
Right.
That was quite a boom for Fairbanks. And then, following 1976, we saw a decline in the economy?
Right.
Yeah. And what was the next boom?
The gold mining.
Let's see, would that be about what? 3 years later, 1979?
Yes, first parts of the 80s.
Uh-huh. And that's when Hector started producing gold mining equipment.
Right.
A bit large-scale equipment. That would be about 3 or 4 years of that it really was, it reached its height.
Right. We were very busy, and we tried to convince the miners that our slow period was during the wintertime if they wanted equipment the next spring, not to wait till March and ask us to have it completed so they could haul it out on the frost, but to let us do it during the wintertime when there was no other work to be done.
Mm-hmm. And about 1983, that dropped off, and we're you're kind of experiencing a lull at this time. Uh-huh. We don't know what's next, but something's bound to happen. We've seen, in summarizing it, then we've seen three periods of more or less boom and bust. First of all, we saw, end of 1960, we saw a lot of construction associated with the Air Force bases.
Right, the military bases.
And the gold mining, which was a major contributor to the wealth of the interior.
Right.
And then we saw a decline, then the pipeline was another mining-related activity, and we saw a boom then in which people came in from all over the world to take part and gain their fortunes, and then that declined, and then gold mining came in when gold reached, $850 an ounce, didn't it?
Right.
So, those are the cycles that we've had. I wonder what's next. That's a question that needs to be answered. I'm certain a lot of people have an idea. You have some other activities that you participate in, and that's square dancing.
Right.
Yeah. We've got about a minute, Jeanette. Tell us about square dancing in a minute and where people can find out more about this fun activity.
Well, every fall in September they start classes. Most of the square dancing here in the Fairbanks area is done at Alaskaland. And there's always advertisements in the paper in the fall. One of our most rewarding experiences, I guess you might say, was to be able to attend the International Square Dance Convention that was held in Seefeld, Austria last September. And it was quite an eye-opener to be able to intermingle with people from Austria, Netherlands, Germany, West Germany. There were some Japanese there and Chinese. Mm-hmm. I think that the attendance was in the neighborhood of 1,150 people or so, and 700 and some were Americans who had gone from various areas. We didn't go with a group. We went on our own, but joined a group in Munich. We flew over the pole.
Where could they phone for more information on this, Jeanette?
They can always call us, and we'll direct them in to where they can get more information.
And your number?
488-6432.
Jeanette, thank you for being with me on Alaska Gold Trails today.
Okay,
we've learned a lot from it. It's been refreshing. Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for your phone calls, folks. It's been a pleasure. Next week's guest is Hazel Randall from Reindeer Shop of the Arctic. It's been fun. This is Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails. Until next week, folks, happy prospecting.